Welcome back, and joining me for a look at the day's markets activity is Viv Govender from Rand Swiss Offshore. Viv, the markets had expected the Fed to signal the first interest rate hike in March and also to talk about the unwinding of the balance sheet, although it was seen as a hawkish statement with Jerome Powell saying that interest rate hikes, they're not ruling out more increases at every meeting, and also unwinding that balance sheet at a faster pace. And really, markets have reacted adversely. I mean, is this a case of investors worrying about whether the economy, the labor market, and the markets are strong enough to handle the hawkish pivot?
In a way, yes. Also, of course, anytime we have a higher interest rates, the market is going to suffer a little bit, especially given just how used to, because extremely low, virtually zero interest rates we have become. The thing is that for the last decade plus, we've had, an incredibly loose interest rate policy, which has fueled asset price increases, not just in things like the stock market, but we've seen crypto, we've seen NFTs, a lot of stuff just taken off, to incredible levels. If money costs you nothing, you'd rather invest in anything. And that's kind of given us this kind of bull market around the world in asset prices. If we are seeing a reversal in that longer term, it could be something that signals a sea change, not just for this particular small period, but for the longer term as well.
Yeah. Well, our own central bank also concluding their meeting for the week and increasing rates by 25 basis points. Anything surprising for you out of that statement by Lesetša Kganyago?
Not really. It was pretty much after the majority were expecting an interest rate hike at the same size of quarter by yesterday, and after yesterday's speech by the Fed, or by Jerome Powell rather, it was kind of built in. You have to follow the U.S. If we don't, or if we just decide to basically stay neutral while the U.S. Look at what happened to Lira when they did not hike rates when the market expected them to.
Yeah, there were some trading statements that came out today, starting off with ShopRite, really posting strong results. I think what jumped out at me is the performance by Checkers and Checkers Hyper, which could signal that maybe that segment is taking market share from Woolworths Food. And I mean, ShopRite has really a nice cocktail of consumers. Where are you looking at ShopRite in terms of positioning in that supermarket sector?
Oh, yes. The supermarket sector is definitely a play on the GDP of the country. And if we are seeing, the economy working as weakly as it is at the moment, everyone's shifting down, everyone's trying to get a better price out there. And you are going to probably find, some support coming through for these higher, these lower cost producers out there in the retail sector. That being said, it's been surprising just how strong our high-end retail has been in South Africa.
Yeah, and another retailer that came out with numbers today, Lewis, sales growth continuing, further encouraged by sales on credit and improving collections. I mean, there is still pressure on the South African consumer. I mean, what's your take on the group's, sales trajectory, especially, those supported by credit in this environment of increasing interest rates?
It's going to be quite painful. Interest rates rising, it means that not only is new sales going to be difficult, those that have actually had sales of them in the past are going to be, under pressure as well. We probably are going to see an uptick in bad debts because of this. Unfortunately, it just has to be done. If you don't raise interest rates and the market expects you to, the currency would weaken, we're having more inflation issues on the line. You have to basically cut it short by having these interest rate hikes.
Yeah. Lastly, your stock pick for today, Viv?
I'm thinking at the moment to remain in cash. I know inflation is getting higher. I know we have all these problems right now. But, the market at the moment is very nervous. Unless you have something that's capital protected, I'd be a bit nervous about getting in right now. Wait for it to settle out a bit more. You might get priced a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, in fact, you're going with the trend of most of our analysts saying, you know what, we must stay put. The market is very volatile at the moment. Thank you very much for your insight. That was Viv Govender from Rand Swiss Offshore.